Season's greetings to all our listening friends. It's that time of the year again. We at the Gospel Hall Assemblies of Barbados in general, and especially our broadcast team, are praying that you will have a Christ-centered Christmas, and we urge you to listen now to the way you can make it so. God bless you. The title of this song is "He Was Wounded for Our Transgression." Listen attentively. He was wounded for our transgression. Now, for our message today is really following the evidence. And our speaker is Brother Dr. Robert Belgrove. Welcome, Dr. Belgrove.
Good morning, Brother Weeks. And we want to welcome all to our Christmas reading from Matthew 2 and Luke 2 this morning. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may also come and worship him.' When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down, and they worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.'" I want to share with you from the familiar Christmas story a very simple message that it brings. There is great joy of discovery when you follow the evidence presented concerning Jesus. Three groups of people in the Christmas story illustrate this well: the wise men, the scribes and chief priests who were consulted by Herod, and the shepherds on the hillside of Bethlehem. The wise men had been observing the skies and saw an unusual star. Somehow it was revealed to them that it was the star of a Jewish king. They set out to follow it, not knowing exactly what they would find, but the star moved unerringly to its destination and stopped over Bethlehem. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. The second group which followed the evidence were the chief priests and scribes, the guardians of the Jewish sacred scriptures. When Herod inquired where the Christ, the Messiah, should be born, they turned to the only infallible source they knew, the scriptures. And so they pointed out to Herod from Micah's prophecy that Christ would be born in Bethlehem. Herod, in turn, directed the wise men from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. Sadly, there was no joy in Herod's heart, and many of the said chief priests and scribes would later come into conflict with Christ. Some, however, would receive him as their personal Messiah and experience a transforming joy. The third group are the shepherds. They were startled to see and hear a message first from one angel, then from a multitude of the heavenly host. There was also a manifestation of the glory of God. And the message the angels brought was good news of great joy. A Savior was born. What if they had dismissed the evidence of what they saw as a dream or a figment of their imagination? They would not have been able to follow the instructions to go to Bethlehem and find the baby. But when they saw him, they made known abroad what the angels had told them about the Savior. It is interesting to note the burst of angelic activity, especially in this period of Jewish history. Angelic appearances to Joseph, to Mary, to Elizabeth, to Zechariah. What a combination of proof! From a star in the sky, to a message from angelic beings, to the more sure word of prophecy, as Peter calls it. These were all pointers to a place, Bethlehem. Pointers to a person, our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, the simple Christmas message is this. When you follow the evidence, it leads to great joy. Those three lines of evidence are very important. The evidence from creation, the star. The evidence from the written word. And the evidence, shall we say, from heaven itself. The heavens declare the glory of God. Most reasoning people would agree with the psalmist David. And when the very constellations align themselves to follow the lead of a brilliant star, we are not surprised to find at the end of its journey the designer and the sustainer of the universe. But also, consider the evidence from the Word. Numerous Old Testament scriptures point to a coming Savior. We've already referred to the place of his birth by Micah. Other scriptures describe his power and his person, none better than Isaiah. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Yes, but Isaiah saw beyond to his purpose in coming. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows. Surely he has borne our griefs. He was wounded for our transgressions. His soul was made an offering for sin. Then there is the evidence from heaven. This evidence goes beyond the announcements by the angels to include the testimony of God himself. This is my beloved son. Indeed, for a time he was made a little lower than the angels, but even then he manifested the glory of God in his words and his actions. And many individuals, like Saul of Tarsus, saw the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. What is your attitude to Christmas, my friend? More importantly, what is your attitude to Christ? The age-old question surfaces every year. And indeed, every time the gospel is preached, what think ye of Christ? You can't dismiss him as a myth or a fable. And once you credit him as a real historical person, you have to confront the evidence of his sinless life, his divine power, his atoning death, his glorious resurrection, and his imminent return, not to speak of your own personal sin. The many strands of evidence are there. They call for a decision and a commitment. So this Christmas, let the carols we sing, the scriptures we read, the very gifts that we give, may they remind us that they are all evidence of the reality of the birth of our Savior. May they remind us of his purpose in coming, that is to make atonement for personal sin. May they lead us to repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Then we will discover the joy of a relationship with God through Christ. So we will experience and celebrate the true meaning of this beautiful season upon which we have entered. May God bless you today by receiving Christ. Amen.
Yes, dear friend, don't look to the skies now. The star has already gone. The scribes have done their bit. The shepherds have done what they were supposed to do as well. Look to the scriptures. And that is why we present Christ to you. Dear friend, we are from the Gospel Hall Assemblies of Barbados, and our address is Post Office Box number 84, Britain's Hill Post Office, St. Michael, Barbados. We pray that you will take the Lord Jesus as your Savior and respond to us in writing and let us know. God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen.